Morning, everyone. Great to have your company on the third day of August. The McCafe menu is presenting Nick Bedeau, the athletics coach of Australia, live from Tokyo, ahead of Stuart McSween's 1,500-metre heat this morning. We're excited about that. The AFL's executive general manager of clubs and broadcasting, Travis Old, is going to join us, find out what's going on. He's been doing some amazing, amazing manoeuvrings. And Mark Bosnich, Australian footy great, not ahead of... A disappointing night last night for the Matildas. Your calls, 1-300-736-736. Your text on the temper text machine are always welcome. 0433981116. Good morning to you, our old Timmy boy whispers.
Hey, good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. There's only one thing that we need to sort out in the next 3 hours. Gary, was it a goal or was it not a goal that was disallowed to Sam Kerr last night in the Matildas?
I need
somebody to come forward and tell me exactly what they believe it to be. And why didn't the VAR, under these circumstances, if it wasn't a block, why didn't they overrule the referees?
Right. So
can they overrule the referees?
I am oblivious. There'll be others in the car or listening at home and don't know what you're talking about. So this was last... What time was this on last night? I was working last night.
It started at 9 o'clock last night.
So right.
If you stayed up late last night and watched it, I'm sure a lot of Australians did.
We have lost the game to Sweden 1-0.
That's right.
And the controversy is...
The controversy is that Sam Kerr put one into the back of the net. It was disallowed because it was deemed to have been that somebody blocked
one of our girls,
a Swedish girl at the line. So, and then the replay. I think the replay clearly showed that there wasn't a block, right?
Right.
So my question is, and I've just been trying to work this out, the VAR is applied. So then, why can't you then look at that and then reverse the decision?
Righto, let's go. 0433981116. Or even better, if you know anything about the game of the world game, then explain that to the Wisp, because I've never seen him so frustrated coming in here this morning.
Well, it's an outright. All I'm doing now is reading, you know, what people have said post game, because they're more informed than, you know, you and I. They understand the game, the intricacies of the game better than you and I do. And I'm just trying to work out why it can't have been reversed.
Righto.
Clearly, nobody was blocked.
Let's get to the bottom of it. You say all clear.
I say all clear. All clear.
Is this really? Is this really he who has just rung? Trent, is it? Yes. Well, normally, this is a Friday. He's a Friday-only special.
He's been moved.
I think we make an exception because he's been moved to call on a Tuesday. John from Epping. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. I watched the whole game last night, and the goal Sam Cook got it. That was supposed to be a goal. But because of the Olympic Federation, they make a new rules. Any infringement with another player to a block another player, it's a free kick. But the problem was, the free kick was 10 metres wide from where Sam Kerr got the goal. It has nothing to do to interfere with the goal Sam Kerr had. If they would have been on the goal square, and you stop the opposition to compete for the ball, they would have the right to say, yes, there was a blockage. But the blockage where they had it was over 10 metres away from where the goal was.
That's right. Didn't interfere with the goal at all, John.
No, that didn't fit. But because they have a new rule sheet from the Olympic Soccer Federation, they have a new rule to say any infringement of the opposition player to unblock, it's a free kick. It doesn't matter which position it is, it's a free kick. And that's why the referee paid the free kick to the Netherlands. But to me, that new rule sets wrong, because it has nothing to do from where the goal was.
Okay, so this has come through from Chris on the temper text. No VAR because the ref blew the whistle before the ball went in the net, before, therefore, stop in play. Does that make sense to you, Johnny?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. But to me, I think it's the new rule that they bring. To me, I think that was wrong.
Right. Okay.
All Johnny, right.
Were you disappointed last night, Johnny?
I beg your pardon?
Were you disappointed last night like the rest of us?
Yes, I was a bit disappointed. But Not a lot of disappointment because the Netherlands is a very, very good team.
Sweden, yes.
And Sam Kerr, she should not play because she was so tired, she was so sore, and Junda Dade was saying, trouble, she's not going to play. But then, because, it's like half a fit Senku is better than some of the other new players that would have put in. That's why they took a chance to get her to play. But Junda Dade was saying, I don't think she's going to play because she's very sore. And I can see last night, she didn't have confidence in the goal square like she usually have. Every time they pass the ball into the goal square, she always was offside. And that's because she didn't have the confidence because she knew she wasn't fit enough.
Righto, Johnny. Now, listen, I don't want you to use... You're using some of your best stuff from Friday. So I appreciate you helping Tim out. He's called for help. And as always, you're on the phone to help us out. And we look forward to getting your Olympic wrap, your full Olympic wrap on Friday, okay?
Okay, I'll let it go then.
All right, good boy.
You, Johnny.
There's John who's wound up. He's disappointed and I don't blame him.
Yes, he explained it, though. He explained it well, I think. I think most people understand now exactly what took place, and we still were cheated of a goal.
I can tell you this.
We could be a little bit biased.
Waking up at the moment, I'll give you a little update for Mate Internet and Mobile, award-winning Aussie service and mobile plans from $20. So Andrew Hoy, Australia's oldest Olympic medalist at 62, has won a silver and a bronze in the equestrian and got off his horse and said, hey, bring on 2032 in Brisbane.
That's right.
He'll be 73.
And he's going to be riding?
What?
Rocking.
Rocking horse.
Heart rate. Funny,
he's just training it now.
As we just said for the Matildas, 1-0 down to Sweden. Opals have snuck into the quarterfinals. They had to beat Puerto Rico by at least 25 points. They won by 27, so that was a bit of a heart stopper. Hockey Roos lost 1-0 to India. That was devastating. Previously undefeated, so their quest for gold is over. And 21-year-old Riley Day ran a big personal best in the 200 metres semi just to miss the final. So Aussie award-winning services, NBN from $59. Let'sbemates.com.au.
And Richard did another magnificent job again last night as well. Do you know that if Andrew Hoy was to ride in Brisbane, he'd be 73 years of age, Gary?
I just said that.
I know, but I'm just backing over because it is extraordinary. 73 years of age. I wouldn't rule it out.
Did you watch any of his? I missed his.
No, I didn't see it.
I need the update. I need that thing to tell me when it's all on.
Yes, Andrew Rule has written a great article about the ride last night, though. Brilliant. So it's all in context. And he's riding a big chestnut horse, a big chestnut horse.
What's it called?
Vasily. Let me just check on that. Vasily. Oh, where's my notes here, Gary? I've got stuff all over the joint.
I know you have.
Vasily de Lassos.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, Vasily de Lassos. So
beautiful horse.
Magnificent looking beast.
Up for the fight. Did you see I saw Channel Wisp went with Spag Bowl, the headline in one of their online digital articles.
Oh, did they?
Are they pinching some of our stuff, or is that was a universal nickname and embraced?
I like Danae's better.
That's not working.
Anais?
Yeah.
It sounds better.
Bolognese, I know, but it's not going to work because it's probably too...
Obtuse, is it?
Obtuse. Nice. Getting some messages that there's an app issue somewhere. I'm not sure. Yeah, we're onto it. We are. We're all over it. We're onto it. We've got that much stuff going on here at SEN. They're broadcasting on about 50 different platforms all around the country at the moment to get the Olympic stuff out. And aren't they doing a fantastic job? Yeah, the digital podcast numbers in the last week and a bit have been off the chart.
Through the roof.
Through the roof.
They've been through the roof. Have we, I think we've just about got all the quotes in to fix the panel here.
Come on.
It hasn't been fixed yet, has it?
I did work experience as an electrician. I could have whipped out that thing and cleaned it and put it back in.
Have you spoken to the boss?
No,
about
I haven't.
The cost of this?
I don't. Turn it up. Well, hey, accidents happen, mate. And
they do.
I would blame the people who designed the damn thing.
Yeah. Did you offer to pay though at any stage?
Why would I?
No, I'm just asking.
It wasn't my fault.
I'm not saying you need to.
It wasn't my fault.
I'm just asking you, did you offer to pay for the coffee you spilled?
If you design a desk and it's got 3 centimetres for me to put a coffee then you're asking for trouble.
Without a word of a lie, 60 plus.
Turn it up.
It's 60K plus.
Well, that's what's insurance
for. I think Hutch's got some contacts over in China somewhere. He's just checking to make sure that he's paying morning price and right price and cash price, but that's what they're talking at the moment.
Did you see Sharika Jackson yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did.
This is the only Olympics I saw. So she won the bronze medal in the 100 metres, the Jamaican lady.
Yes.
So really tall. She's in the 200.
Yeah.
And Bruce is doing what Bruce does. He's given us everything we need to know with Tamsin does a really good job. She knows this stuff as well. So we're all worded up. We're watching this semi. It's just a heat. It's not even a final. Semi-final. So off she goes. She's on the inside lane. And I'm thinking, she's a fair way back. But, you know, when they go around the bend, it straightens up. And she straightens up. And she's still, you know, fair way back. But she's clearly the best runner in the heat. So she just sort of glides up and she gets to second.
Yeah.
But hadn't even, like, I reckon she's going at 70 rat power. That's what, that's my very uneducated athletic eye.
No.
So then, too cool for school, Sharika starts to just jog, like stops running. Just goes, oh, yeah, look at me. I'm already in. She got to with a metre to go, and another girl came up, like, busting their boiler, two other ones, because the top three qualify. So the girl passes her to go in the second, and then there's this other lunge on the line from another one who's, lo and behold,
she misses out.
Shriek out. Too cool for school, Wisp.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see it? Did you actually see it?
I was watching it live, yeah. Oh. I was watching it.
The goddamn Olympics. You wait for it to come around every 4 years, and you can't ensure that you can just maybe finish off your heat to go into the next round.
There is a desire by a lot of the better athletes to try and make it look like they get to the final really, really easily, and they haven't expended any energy whatsoever.
Yeah, well, she didn't expend anything.
I know.
Wouldn't have blown out the proverbial.
She wasn't happy post race either. Did you see her reaction to it all?
You know what I was hoping for, don't you?
What was that?
Richo.
Oh, Richo. Well, I don't know. Can he only speak to Australian athletes, or are they the only ones that speak to him?
He just grabbed Sharika.
We need to ask
him. Richo, yeah. No, she was not happy. I honestly, that was just such a disappointment. But anyway, and then you showed me something else about a bike, one of our bike riders.
Yeah, the handlebars came off.
What?
That happened to me when I was doing my paper round back in June. It did. I was coming down. And I tell you what, this is what reminded me of. I was coming down I had to ride over the bridge over the railway line each morning with my papers and and I don't know how it happened, but I was going down the hill and the handlebars came off. Anyway, it's another story. I got myself back up again. I delivered the 52 Herald Suns and the Five Ages and the 23 Wimmera Mail Times. No problem at all. Still got to school in time.
Do you know, if all the Olympics, maybe over, we can do it now, 0433981116, your Olympic memories that will never leave you, right? So we said John Seaman win the swimming because that's ingrained in your brain forever.
Yeah.
Right? You know the other one that...
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Shane Kelly. That is one of the most extraordinary bits of live sporting drama I've ever seen. Sets himself up for, you know, his life dream. He's trained to the minute. He was a favourite on there near enough.
He was a favourite, yeah. I think he was a world champion.
He's in the spot. He's worked himself up into that frenzy. The clock goes beep. He goes to put his foot down. The foot comes out of the pedal. In the blink of an eye.
Wasn't clipped in properly.
In the blink of an eye.
Mm. There's your gold medal right there.
There it is. Nick Badeau, looking forward to having a chat with him because Stuart McSween talking about our hopes on the track. 1500 heat this morning, so we'll have a chat with Nick. Travis Old, the AFL, how they've got this competition to continue is quite extraordinary, and there's still big dramas ahead, and Mark Bosnich to talk about last night. So that's a nice little offering for you. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Just reminiscing, sitting back, doing the ramble on a Tuesday. We've got a lot of footy to talk about. We've got a lot of other sport to talk about, but we're just rambling through, just thinking, reminiscing about great Olympic memories. This will be a memory. Someone's suggesting here, what about the lady that fell in the 1500 metre final on the last lap and still got up and won? That's from Gordon. That was Safwan Hassan of the Netherlands. Fell, did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
She tumbled over, got up and just went.
Won the heat. Whoosh, yeah.
And she went. So there, that was pretty exceptional when you saw that unfold. The Aussie girls did well. They ran well yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They did. There were a lot of fine performances yesterday, and hopeful that we've got the basketballers playing tonight. Well, the Opals, as you mentioned, they got into the quarterfinals by defeating Puerto Rico by more than 27 points last night, so they've qualified. We've got the Boomers on later tonight as
what
well.
What time's that on? Because I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
Oh,
that's a little bit late.
Can you do anything about that?
No, I can't. A little bit late for you. In fact, I'll see what I can do
talk
a little bit later.
To Lewis, tonight. See if he can get that on early.
Yeah, I've asked him to switch a couple other things around. He hasn't been successful. Does Jack Revolt's dad own Foxtel? He's all over it. Will he have his own cooking show or miniseries next? It's enough to cancel my subscription. Is there a little bit too much Jack on Fox
what's
at the moment?
What's he done?
I don't know. Apparently he's everywhere.
Once a week he does 8 minutes.
He turns up on a lot of the promos and stuff like that, though, too,
that's
doesn't
right,
he? No, that's fine. Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me one bit, Gary.
It sounds like it does.
No, Ben's in Warrnambool. He's got some Olympic memories for us. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Benny.
Yeah, guys, much like your Shane Kelly moment, there's been some awesome ones, but one that sticks with me has got to be Jane Saville striding into Sydney Stadium about 100 or 200 metres to go in the walk after all that way and getting a red paddle in the face. Sheer heartbreak.
So, Benny, you say the name, we can straight away get taken there. Do you know what Tim's great goal in life is, don't you, Ben? He wants to be a walking judge at the 2032 Olympics. He wants to be the old bloke sitting there just as the entry to the stadium with a pocket full of red cards.
A deck chair,
and just officiously pop up and go, red card, off you go. Good on you, mate. Appreciate that. Very nice. That is a memory that just springs to mind straight up.
It is. I had this written down. So John O'Brien, he's making a little bit of hay while the sun shines at the moment.
Don't cut me off, mate.
What's he done?
Well, he's filling his boots at the moment. I see that he's got that 4 and 20 ad.
4 and 20. He's had a long, long association with.
I understand that, and good on him. And then over the weekend, because obviously all the ads are running as they are during the Olympics, the Aussie Dairy is an Aussie Dairy spokesperson as well.
Have a meat pie and a glass of milk. As good a combination as you could hope for.
Is he cashing in? He might be able to pay for the console here.
Well, he's got
you and are good mates.
They've got a setup nowhere near as good as ours. They're very jealous of our setup in here.
Over at the Novas?
Yeah. Ours is.
What's their setup?
Oh, it's throwback.
Hey, talking about throwbacks.
Someone peddling.
Talking about throwbacks, the Dockers retro jumper that they wore at the weekend, which is predominantly green, had the white anchor and the purple sort
loved
of chest
it.
Pads.
Do you love
magnificent.
It?
Magnificent.
I loved it.
Why? Can they wear that just all the time now or not? Or do
no,
they?
No, no, no. That could be there. That'd be a great away
oh,
jumper.
Oh, it's a great jumper. It is a great jumper. Did we not love it at the time?
It had an anchor on it originally. Remember it had the big anchor down the middle of it?
No, it's still got that.
Was that still there?
They still wore that at the weekend, yeah, white anchor, yeah.
Oh, was that part of it?
Yeah, the green panels at the bottom, purple at the top, and then the big white anchor.
Yeah, I loved
looked
it.
Looked magnificent.
Maybe we just miss it after a long time. That's why we enjoy it so much.
Maybe. I see the rugby and the rowing team members have been severely reprimanded for rowdy behaviour in the village. They trashed the room, left a little bit of vomit lying around.
Who?
Some members of the rugby and the rowing team, according to an official, they left the room messy and in an unacceptable state.
Yeah, well, yes.
Sounds like an awesome night to me, Gary.
Hassan then went on and won the 5,000 metre final in the last event of the night. That's Dave from Ballarat.
Oh, Dave, that's Dave. A late night.
Well, that's a big effort from Hassan.
That's a huge day, isn't it?
Who fell over and got up and won. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for that. What time does the coverage end at night? Like, if you were to watch it right through to the end?
That's a question I can't answer. I think it goes way, way, way into the early morning. What is it, about
10:30.
What's that night? What are they, an hour behind us or 2 hours behind
hour
us?
Hour behind.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about right.
There's a good message here, too, about the Luke Longley appearance last night on Australian Story. This man, Grouty, says it was absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
See, Michael Jordan has come out and Said his one regret from the last dance was that he didn't include Luke Longley.
Well, we spoke to the producer last year. Remember when we were in deep lockdown and we're doing the show from home, and we spoke to the producer and he talked about, you know, how difficult it was and all that type of thing, and how expensive it could have been for them to actually fly out.
I'm not buying that, Tim. That's just bullshit.
I love it when you give me that.
That's not true. They flew out of... People flew out of Doco to go and follow Ariane Titmus before she swam in these finals.
That's right. But every individual Doco's got a budget, as you well know.
Okay.
You've got to manage your budget.
Let's say a soundo, a cameraman, a producer, and an interviewer. You could get flights to a
show. Hang on. What about the grips?
You hire a local grip. You get them over here, $2,400.
What about the runner?
That's 8,000. That's 9,600. Bit of a com
makeup.
Few logistics. Let's put it at 25 grand.
Ah, no way. It's a $50,000 exercise.
Michael Jordan bets that a hole.
It's a 50K exercise.
Yeah, well, that's my point.
Well, I think Michael Jordan has admitted that they made an error that they should have included.
Yes, belatedly he has. We are at the time where the ramble needs to just slowly wind down, and we need to get a little bit, we need to straighten up a bit and get through some of the more serious issues that need to be spoken about. So let's go to Alex in the newsroom. How can they muck up in their room when they get kicked out of the village when they finish? I just saw the Aussie swimmers have landed in Howard Springs joint.
He's got a huge house up there, Howard.
He must have. So they got to do how long in quarantine?
14 days.
And what happens? Are they allowed to have a beer and that?
Yeah, of course. Up in that part of the world, you can. In that facility, you can. Like, they can move around.
14-day they could go on a 14-day bender.
Well, I think they probably won't be doing that.
Will there be a pool there for them?
Of course there's going to be a pool there.
What, a full 50-metre?
No, I don't think there's a 50-metre pool there, but I think there's some cooling-off facilities there.
They can go and sit around and have a daiquiri. Which they deserve.
Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe they can.
You don't know not, much.
Well, it's not.
Well,
it's not
should, why don't you know this?
Well, I did. I've got it written down here. They're
you
all
never
returning
know if
to
got a pool or not.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to Howard Springs. Is there anybody out there that's been to the
house?
Howard's got a big house, but I don't know whether or not he's built the pool as part of the house.